Hi, GWA. It's Rick here. It is my 100 followers questionnaire. I want to say thank you for everyone who's upvoted, given comments, messages. I'm not editing this at all. It's my blooper reel, but in real time. Just thank you for being so warm and welcome to me, and just everyone who sends me scripts and, you know, gives me advice about what I could do better. Just thank you so much. And I was suggested by Sandy to do a questionnaire. I shall be doing that today. This questionnaire is from CB, I believe. And it's the spill it questionnaire, or Q&A, or whatever you want to call it. So, one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not likely, and 10 being exact likely. I'd probably say, like, a 7.5, maybe an 8 on a good day. I am very shy, like, even if we've been talking for a really long time on the interwebs. I'm very, very shy potato. Like, I am very awkward in person. Like, unless we, like, know each other, like, for real. Like, even, like I said, even if we've been talking on the internet for, like, forever. And then we meet, and it's still, I just, it would be like a meeting all over again. I'm the same person. It's just that I'm just more reserved and... Yeah, just more to myself. Number 2. What's the story behind your username? Which I get that question on and off. My username is actually Kinky Shy Girl, and it's just flipped and spelled backwards. And that's why I go by Rig, because at the end of that is Rig. And I chose that name because I'm shy, kinky, and I happen to be a girl. And so, yeah, that's the big thing about my name. 3. How many languages do you speak? And what are they? I speak English. I can conversationally speak Spanish. I do very minimal sign language. And I speak a very easy, tiny, whiny bit of Urdu. Let's see. Say something sexy for us. Yo necesito sexo, Aurora. That didn't sound awesome, but sorry, I have like a cracky voice right now. I just recorded some stuff as well. So my voice was not 112% where it should be, but let me try that again. A little lerp rewind. Yo necesito sexo, Aurora. That means I need sex right now. Who's your celebrity look like? I don't think I have one. No one's ever said, ooh, you look like this person. Ooh, you look like this person. So I'm not sure. Who knows your secrets? Who can share any of them with us? I don't think anybody knows my secrets like that. I'm very, like I said, I'm a very reserved person. Or like my, like, you know, close friends know my secrets. I don't really... I don't know. What bad habits do I have? I bite my nails a lot. It's from anxiety. That's a bad habit. I also crack my knuckles. As I just did. So those are my bad habits. 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Okay, so I lost my virginity when I was 19. I'm 23 currently. And me and my boyfriend, he came up to visit me, and he was like, you know, he stayed the whole weekend, and I was kind of really nervous about it. I don't really remember if I had told him I was a virgin or not, and we kind of just did it. You know, I was like really super uncomfortable. Like, it wasn't uncomfortable, I just didn't tell him or anything, so it's kind of just like nerve-wracking to me. It was good, the sex was great. And then afterwards he, like, I told him, he was like, oh my god, and he freaked out a little bit, and I was like, no, it's fine, it was good. So, That's the story of me losing my virginity. And that happened. Number eight, how frequently do you have sex with someone else or with yourself? I don't know, not really that often, to be honest. With myself, since I've joined the GWA, it's quite often with myself. And before GWA, like I mentioned in some of my previous audios, I was on a 2-month edging track or whatever you want to call it, but I really don't come that often, oddly enough. Like, it's like GWA has made me more aware that, that coming is good and it feels good. So yeah, my biggest regret, probably not being a more out there person and, you know, following more out there dreams that I had when I was younger, I guess. Number 10, what would you choose as your death row meal? Let's see. I've really been craving Indian food, so probably Indian food would probably be, like, that's what I say right now. But yeah, I think that's what I think I can think of right now. That or of course like southern food, but I digress. What's my favorite scent? My favorite scent would have to be anything vanilla. Like anything that's kind of like sweet, but not like overtly sweet, but like vanilla. Vanilla or like coconut, anything. 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On sexy nights. On a regular night, it's usually just a t-shirt and underwear. On sexy nights, it's the same thing. Do you read in bed? Who's your favorite author? Yes, I do read. I also have been on a fanfic kick as well. I've been reading a lot of fanfic, you know, with the MCU and all that good stuff, and so that's what I've been reading right now. But my favorite author currently, like in actual book form, would be Rachel McCain. She's really good. And I'm blanking on the other author's name. But oh well. I'll think of it eventually. Tell us of your most recent sexual encounter. 10 minutes ago with myself. 15. What is one word best describes you inside the bedroom? Inside the bedroom? I guess loud would probably be a good one. I'm not like super, super duper loud, but like louder than I should be in the kind of apartment that I live in, probably. And outside the bedroom, fun, reserved, kind. These are just, I'm just spitballing words that people have told me about myself. Yeah, I think those are probably the things that best describe me. Do you have any tattoos and piercings? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 piercings and 6 tattoos. Have you ever come without touching or? Yes, I have several times. It's really fun. 18. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself for it, or did it just happen? Or are you multi-orgasmic? Record for coming in 24 hours? Probably 7 or 8 times, probably. I think it was partially a challenge and the other ones just happened. And yes, I am multi-orgasmic sometimes. What is on your sexual bucket list? Probably a threesome with either male or female or trans person or non-binary person. I'm not picky. I'm pansexual, if that is relevant. Describe what an orgasm feels like. Well, hopefully having one. I guess I'll do that. So, for me, fuck, sensitive. for me. Orgasm. This is really, oh my god, really, really good. It's just this build up. The love of pressure and it makes me so squirmy and oh my god, fuck, it just feels so good. An orgasm feels like that. So that's the 20 question, get to know me kind of questionnaire Q&A business. Thank you again. Thank you again to everyone who supported me thus far, and just the people who lurk and listen and everything like that. Thank you so much. We'll see you in the next audio. Bye.